We're going to talk about going to the toy store in this segment because in the last 8 days, I have spent 2 hours at a toy store of my choosing with our 2-year-old daughter. Before I get to that, a parenting story. I have no other place to put it here on the show, so I just thought I would tell it here since we're talking about parenting and time spent with my daughter. So the other day, I was changing her clothes, and she now wants to do this standing up all the time. So she'll stand in front of me, and I will take off her shirt, and as I'm changing her pants, I'll tell her to hold on to me so she can balance on one leg while I get one foot out, and then balance on the other leg while I take the other foot out. Well, while she was holding on to me, she starts playing with my hair. She starts running her fingers through it and pulling my hair. And then she says, toupee!
How does she know that word?
Great question. Great question.
She listened to the show?
And after I stopped laughing, I said, number one, it's not a toupee.
She's been spending time around Deuce. I think that's it.
And number two, where did you learn that word? And she didn't say. And we had talked to, you know, some, like her babysitter and, you know, friends, and nobody's taught her this word.
They just have to hear it once.
So I don't know. There is a Paw Patrol cartoon that she watches where the TV reporter loses his toupee in the wind. I haven't seen the whole movie, but a couple times that he talks about it, he just says fake hair. I've never heard him say toupee. So I don't know where she got it, but then my mind starts to wander, and I'm thinking, is she going to, you know, when she goes to school, is she going to tell her friends that her dad has a toupee? And then they're going to tell all their parents that I have a toupee?
I hope so.
Where does this go?
I don't know. But maybe, since your wife used to work at Fox 4, maybe they've watched Fox 4 together, and when Ducey comes on, she says, there's the guy with the toupee.
Maybe. I need to ask. That's a possibility.
God, it's funny.
So anyway, the things kids say. So she spotted this toy store the other day in the strip mall, and I was looking for a place to go. It was going to be raining that day. The rain was about there, and I had some time to kill with her. So we went into the toy store. And this is a mom-and-pop toy store that's been in Dallas for a long time, and it's great.
Well, there aren't many of those around anymore.
No, there aren't.
Mom-and-pop toy stores are just... Even big-box toy stores are gone now, aren't they?
I think that the only toy stores are mom-and-pop stores now.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that what's left. Toys R Us, they went out of business, right?
Yeah.
Did they? Wow.
Yeah. And KB Toys from way back in the day was one. But I don't know of any of them other than, like, the one that you're going to be talking about, which I know that toy store, Froggies is what it's called.
Yep. Great place.
Then there's also Toy Maven, which is up in the North Dallas area. That's a mom-and-pop toy store. I think they have a couple locations. But yeah, that's the only ones I know. And boy, those were magical places when you were a kid.
The greatest.
You know the old saying, a kid in a candy store? It should be a kid in a toy store.
Yes.
I think kids go crazier in a toy store than a candy store.
Yeah.
And I haven't spent any time more than 4 minutes in a toy store in probably 50 years. And so last weekend and this past weekend, I spent an hour each day on Sunday in this toy store. It was so much fun. And it was a ton of fun for her. She just went crazy. Just bouncing from toy to toy. I want this, I want this, I want this, and playing with this, and I want to go play with this now. And she just couldn't. She could have stayed there for 10 hours and never gotten bored.
Yeah.
But it was a great trip down memory lane for me to walk around the toy store. And I was happy to see that some old standbys were still for sale, like Dunkin' Yo-Yos.
Oh, yeah.
So I got the yo-yos. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Kids still play with yo-yos, huh?
I guess. Mine did. Yeah. But that was several years back. I'm glad they're still out there.
It was one of the first displays when I walked into my ride. I saw there 20 different models of Dunkin' yo-yos, and it reminded me of being in grade school when the Dunkin' professional would come to the class assembly.
Yes.
Yeah.
The school assembly. Everyone was there in the gym, and the Dunkin' professional would get up on stage and do tricks.
Yeah.
Seems like I remember a world champion named Bunny Hopkins or somebody coming to my school doing yo-yo tricks.
That's a great name.
And, am I remembering that correctly?
And wasn't that great? Hopkins. Because they would do all these crazy tricks, and then they would sometimes either get... I think they would give you a yo-yo. Or would they sell
them? You had to buy them, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe you had to buy them.
Yeah.
But it was a great promotional vehicle for Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Because every kid would then, for the next 3 days plus, do nothing but play with the yo-yo.
For 3 days. And then you'd put it up and...
Yeah.
It would stay on the shelf for a while.
Because you couldn't do any of the tricks
right.
that guy
like,
was
man,
doing,
that
except
guy's...
maybe walk the dog.
I don't know. I got pretty good at it myself.
Did you?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I could walk the dog.
Yep.
Rock the cradle. Could you do that one?
Maybe. Of that love? Was easy. But I was happy to see Dunkin' yo-yos still there. I was happy to see that you could still buy a bag of marbles.
Sure.
Just plain old marbles.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they have jacks. I think you can still buy jacks. A lot of those old school toys, particularly at the mom and pop shops, they'll carry the old stuff too, mm-hmm. the nostalgic
yeah.
stuff.
They
Lincoln
carry
logs are still huge too. You can buy Lincoln logs.
I didn't see any of those, mm-hmm. but you know, Legos are still wildly popular.
Yeah.
I saw
Legos
those.
Have gone next level now.
They have.
But
Bunny
yeah,
Martin.
I think
it was Bunny Martin.
Bunny Martin.
Still with us?
Good question, Craig.
Bunny.
I'm certainly glad you asked me that. I'll check that out.
But I think that's interesting because I think the parents keep it alive saying, oh, I had so much fun playing with this when I was a kid. I'll buy them for my kid.
Yeah.
And sometimes it goes over well, and sometimes they think, yeah, this is kind of
spare.
You're right, Legos have gone next level. She already has some Legos, and it is fun to sit there and play with those and build towers.
Yeah.
And put Spider-Man on top of the tower.
Wait till you step on them in the middle of the night.
Yeah. I've already done that.
Nothing worse
what
than
What is about
Lego.
That design that just goes right
know.
Through your foot?
Foot killers.
I've made 4 trips to the emergency room because of that.
Legos.
I was happy to see Nerf products still there. Nerf
balls. Oh, thank
balls.
Goodness. Yeah. I think that's a great way to teach kids how to catch, too.
Yes.
Especially about your daughter's age. And, you know, it's a soft one and it's not going to hurt. Because that's, I think, the main thing is you don't like the pain when your dad throws you a football the first time.
Right. They have Play-Doh still, and we've already bought her some Play-Doh, and that's also fun to play with. But they also have something called Mad Matter. Have you heard of Mad Matter?
No.
Mm-mm.
It's Play-Doh, but it's dry, so it never dries out. Like, there's no oiliness to it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's real dry.
It's kind of powdery.
Yeah. But yet it holds firm, and it comes with all these little cookie-cutter things, or they're almost like Lego. You can make Lego blocks out of it and build stuff out of Mad Matter.
Oh, okay.
It's incredible technology.
That sounds great. I have to go by the toy store today.
Yeah. Georgia, you want to go with me today?
Sure.
The show?
She's off playing with Paw Patrol stuff, and I'm sitting there playing with Mad Matter for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds great. Like the smell of Play-Doh or no?
I always loved it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, some people hate it.
Yeah, I was kind of out on it, but I loved Play-Doh.
It is a beating, though, because it dries out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Even if you keep it in the can most of the time, it still dries out.
So gross when it dries out.
I know. We always had Play-Doh encrusted carpet when my kids were little.
That's the name of my band.
Play-Doh encrusted carpet.
Like any 2-year-old, I'm guessing she wanted everything in the store. And I made it clear.
Gotta have a salary cap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Before we went in, I said, you can only have one thing. And so one of the first things she wanted was this Paw Patrol something. And she gave it to me. And it was a Paw Patrol figurine that came with this Wi-Fi speaker. And you put it on top and it tells stories. And I flipped it over, and it was $99. And I said, this, you know what? They're not selling this. This is just a display.
Broken. Broken.
Let's look for something else. What about
$99?
This? What about this $3 book right here? Yeah, 99 bucks.
Holy cow. Paw Patrol is genius, though. If you can come up with a show that kids relate to and then sell the characters doing anything, a coloring book or whatever that thing was that cost $99, that's pretty genius.
And that's what we ended up leaving with, was a Paw Patrol coloring book that cost $4.
Heck yeah. I'm going to get one of those today, too.
But she thought it was the greatest thing in the world.
Got to get some crayons with it, too, though, don't you?
Get some crayons.
You know what? It came with crayons.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there were 4 crayons built in. The previous week, we came home with another Paw Patrol book, but it was one with a wet pencil. You fill the pencil up with water. It's got like a felt tip.
What is all this new technology?
And in the book...
The book already has the coloring inside the page, right? And did you wet it?
Yeah, well...
Is that the deal?
You wet it and the picture appears on the page beneath. But here's the amazing technology. If you go back the next day, that picture is covered up again by that white substance.
It dries out.
Oh, is that what's
happening? The water reveals the picture that's already there.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. And then when it dries, you get to do it again. Re-wet it.
Blew me away when I saw that technology. Yeah. I thought,
that is crazy technology.
I thought she had uncovered all these.
Make her think you're a magician and just go set the whole thing under the faucet. And then look, you got a whole page full of pictures.
Done.
Here, you don't need to do the whole water thing with the pen.
What are the most popular toys in America right now, here in March of 2024? What would you guess? They're none of the old ones that we talked about, save for one.
Legos.
I was going to guess Legos.
No. The only old standby, and this is understandable, that's still popular is Barbie.
Okay.
The Barbie Dream House is the second most popular toy right now in America. Mm. Behind the Furby interactive plush toy.
What?
Who's Furby again?
You've seen them. Furbies, they look like a...
That's a Furby.
Okay, yeah.
Purple with bat ears.
Okay, creepy looking thing.
Wearing what looks like a necklace.
That looks like nightmare fuel for kids.
Yeah.
More than a cuddly toy.
The Furby plush toy, then the Barbie Dream House, then Fingerlings. They are...
Little puppets?
Described, as cute interactive baby monkeys for your finger.
That sounds great. I'm going to put that on the list.
It's a monkey!
Baby monkeys.
Then the fourth most popular is Dog-E, a robot dog for the whole family.
Oh, okay. Is that creepy robot we saw a couple of years ago?
That's it.
Yeah.
With star eyes.
Yeah. Looks like more nightmare fuel.
And then the fifth most popular toy currently is the Bitsy Interactive Pet, a fun pocket-sized digital pet.
Huh.
So it looks like it comes in a little case like that. And
okay, you got to keep up with it. And
changes
it and
colors
stuff,
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to feed it and burp it. Feed it digital food.
Whoa.
But it's another relived joy getting to go to a toy store.
Oh,
and I'm having as much fun in the toy store as she is. Although I did not poop my diaper like she did yesterday.
Oh, no. Man.
So I had to do the very quick... doo-doo diaper change in the back of the car and then go back into the toy store after that.
Man, last time I was in a toy store, there was a kid bouncing a ball and he just kept bouncing it, So I went to the other part of the toy store to look in this other section and there was a kid there with a poopy diaper and I was so out. I was so ready to leave after 2 minutes and I almost... told the parents to say, hey, tell that kid to quit bouncing the ball and change that. But I didn't.